Good morning. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Really glad to have you tuning in this morning on this September 2nd. And today we are going to be talking, I shouldn't say we, because I am going to be talking with Jennifer. Jennifer, good to have you here.
Hello, Gary. Thank you.
But we are talking together, right?
We are talking.
That's right.
Right.
So we're going to be talking about the project of the month, which is a feature that we like to have every month. And it features one of our projects. And Jennifer was a design consultant on this particular project, which means she was the first one to go out and meet the client, talk about what they needed. So we're going to get into that in a minute. I do want to let you know that today, the Fall Home Improvement Tour, the NARE Fall Home Improvement Tour, is going to be coming up on September 15th and 16th. So I just want everybody to be aware of that. And we will be talking more about that next week on the show. So be sure and tune in to learn about the NARE Fall Home Improvement Tour. Last week, I was talking with Kevin Wheeler and James Goodman, and they are with the Columbus Historical Planning Division. So that was an interesting show. If you have any interest in the historical districts in Columbus, or maybe you live in that area and want to know more information about how to get a project done when you're in a historic district, you can go to DaveFoxRadio.com and you can listen to that show or any others that we've previously broadcast. So that's DaveFoxRadio.com. So otherwise, if you want to reach us, you can email us at info@DaveFox.com. So Jennifer, now that we got all that out of the way, we can talk about our topic today, which is the project of the month. So, Jennifer, this is a project where the process is the client usually calls in with a request, and then this lead went to you. Mm-hmm. So what happened from there?
They were actually a previous client of mine as well. So,
So they knew to ask for Jennifer.
They were looking for me.
Okay.
Yeah, this time, which is always great.
It's good. It's better than if they said, give us anybody but Jennifer.
That would make my day awful. But yes, they had been thinking about doing an addition for quite a while. They had already redone their kitchen, and they loved where they lived, just wasn't enough space. So the goal was to add on, obviously, more space, including a larger family room in the home,
okay.
A master suite with another bathroom, obviously, in the suite, and then a fourth bedroom.
So that was a major project.
It was a big job. Yeah. It is a big job, right? Mm-hmm. We are actually, it's just underway now. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we spent some time designing it. They signed on board to do this job, and we are now starting. We've broken ground, and it's kind of exciting. I wore the wrong shoes out there today, though. I was covered in mud.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're in the digging and dirt stage.
It is at that stage, yes.
I didn't know that we had any dirt on our projects.
Oh, right, right.
Okay. Guess we do, huh?
That's a lot of dirt on this one.
Okay.
But so one of the main things about, the home is in Upper Arlington. It's built in the 50s, the original part of the home. It has one of those little side sun porches that a lot of people have converted into living space, which was the case for them. And so it had your typical, four rooms on the first level with a small dining room, kitchen, front room and foyer. And then upstairs you had your one bathroom with the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. There was a powder bath already on the first floor. And like I said, we had remodeled the kitchen. So in order to make the new space happen, we had to strategically find out where we could add the big addition off the back of the house because there wasn't any room on the sides, so it all went off the back without messing with the already redone kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and we joke about that with the clients,
Really?
They were, never going to add on when we did the kitchen.
Oh,
they,
okay.
That wasn't going to happen.
Things change, don't they?
Yeah, things do change. So we made it work, though. The flow is great. We took over that little sun porch and it's part of the dining room now, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a really nice floor plan for them.
Yeah, it's actually fun when a design is a challenge like that because you've got mm-hmm. to kind of really engage all of your planning skills and figure out a solution to a problem.
That's true.
And I've always found that fun, and I'm sure you do too, Jennifer. So they have this space, and when you're talking about having done the kitchen first and now this addition, you had to plan around that because obviously we don't want to impact that.
Right.
It's like this client over time just at first they weren't thinking they were ever going to do anything, but over time they decided they are. Mm-hmm. Sometimes clients think about a multi-phased project from the beginning.
Right.
And we always encourage them, listen, do all your design work now so that we don't have this scenario happen to you, you know, where...
Right. The windows are in the right spot.
Yeah.
You know, we can move things around. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So from time to time, we'll do that and we'll just plan a comprehensive design, even though the client only knows they're going to take it in phases. Still, it's better to have that master plan so that we don't kind of mess things up after we try to put an addition on after we already did a kitchen that we don't want to touch.
But I will say almost all of the jobs we have end up being more like this. We can't touch that room. Don't mess up this bathroom. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
We always have those challenges, and you're
sure.
Right, that makes it fun.
That's what makes remodeling fun, that's right. So, and I found that a lot of times some of the most challenging projects end up being the most unique because, you know, that's just, you have to really apply yourself and get a lot done in a certain space. And,
yeah, the space planning aspects of it, for sure.
Yeah. It can be very rewarding to come up with a great plan for a challenging situation. So you put this... A two-story addition, right, on this home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going out the back.
Right. We're going straight off the back. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, that one side porch has been consumed now. We demoed that the other day, and that's going to be part of their new dining room, which is a nice big dining room. It's going to look great. And that's kind of that's right off their kitchen. And then in order to give them a family room that had a little bit higher ceiling in Arlington, some of the challenges with that is that there's, you know, grading issues. The grading in Arlington's a lot lower, so we had to work around that with the foundation. And also to get the clear spans in the space that I wanted in my design and not go into the world of steel and stay in the budget, you know, we had to frame some things a little bit differently. And so in order to achieve that, I ended up having a small step down into the family area off the dining room.
Okay.
Which is a nice, they actually like that look. It gives some separation between the spaces, and it's going to make that one room feel really grand.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's where we headed with that.
Good. So how long have they been thinking about this addition? Because you mentioned they did the kitchen a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the kitchen was 5, and then they came to us actually a few years ago, and then thought about things a little longer, and then they came back to me at the beginning of this year.
Yeah. So were their ideas pretty well developed when they talked with you, or did they still have a lot of questions about where to add space and how much?
Well, no, they weren't that developed. I think we did three different versions on this one, which is not always typical. I was having fun with them and, you know, doing some different designs on things. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we had to kind of go out the back and avoid the kitchen. So those really played a lot into how the layout was going to end up being. But making sure that we could get a bedroom hallway to that back room, the new master suite, is also a little bit challenging in some of those where, you know, you have a hallway upstairs and it leads to the three, and then it's just kind of, it's a dead end in a way. Mm-hmm. But we had to find a way to get that hallway back to the master suite and still have a bedroom that was a decent size.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some things that weren't ironed out for sure. And I think part of, you know, during that exploration phase and the years that they were kind of thinking about this after it was designed, and then, you know, they came back eventually this year. But, you know, people look around for a new home during that time.
Sure.
We do these designs, and then they start thinking, oh, what if I could find something else somewhere in a neighboring city, and especially people living in UA, there's the idea that there's bigger homes for about the same amount of money, maybe in another community nearby.
Mm-hmm.
But when they kept looking and looking and looking and realizing that wherever they went at the price point they wanted to be at, they would have to remodel again anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up staying in their home. They're still close to the schools, which they love. They're on the parade route, which they love, the UA parades.
Yeah.
Parade. So that they're going to stay in this home and stay here for a long time.
That's great. So yeah, it's interesting when people are vacillating between doing major remodeling or buying another home. And I've got a story about that, which I'll share with you right after the break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, and really glad to have you listening in this morning. And we are doing our, what is it? It is the project of the month feature. And Jennifer, thanks for being here this morning. And we're talking about a pretty major project that you did in Upper Arlington.
Right. Upper Arlington, a two-story addition.
Right, two-story addition. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so you added, let's just run through the list of rooms that you added again.
Sure. We added over 1,000 square feet total to the home. So it was a larger family room, living space, with a master suite above that, as well as a fourth bedroom in that upstairs configuration as well. And then the dining room became larger.
And is it actually being framed now? I know it's
framing starts tomorrow.
Okay. So, yeah, so just starting the framing process. So this project has been designed, sold. The homeowner has approved all the plans, the specifications, the pricing, the payment schedule. So now then we've gotten our permits. We've ordered all the special material we needed to order, got our production team all geared up. And now we're out there actually working on it. So I'm sure they're excited because it's a long process to get to that phase, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah. And then selections, too, is in the middle of all of that. So
why don't you actually explain to our listeners kind of what that process is to get this far in a major project?
So, you know, like Gary kind of went through each step there, the, you know, the design phase can take a lot of time. We want to make sure it's exactly what a client or, you know, what you want specifically, the sizes of the rooms, how much of a bathroom do you want? Do we want a tub in the bathroom or just a shower? So all of those things really affect the design like this. And so working through that can take quite a while. And then there's a lot of pricing and detail that goes into it on our end, as well as going through that selection process. So like Gary mentioned, after you get through the space planning design of it, I'll call it, which involves the pricing and then the presentation. We show you everything with an idea of what you might want color palette wise, but we haven't selected all that yet. It's really just, you know, schematic, if you will. But, you know, once you get to that point, you see what the total cost of the job is going to be. And if you like what you see there, then you sign on board to do the project with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we start another. It can take 8 to 12 weeks sometimes to get through all the selections. Plus, we're running other jobs. And so, you know, that's about when we'd start your project anyways, is about 8 to 12 weeks after you sign on board.
Yeah, we've got to get permits. We need to, if there's cabinets involved, there's a, you know, five, 6 week lead time on getting those.
A lot of behind the scenes stuff, as well as
the
clients coming in for those 8 to 12 weeks again, making all their selections with one of our designers.
Yeah. So this particular client's been through that whole process. Now we're actually breaking ground, starting the project. So they have to be pretty excited, right?
They're very excited. They watch their backyard grass disappear.
Yeah.
One large, you know, dumpster thing at a time.
So let me ask you this, Jennifer. Did you go over the emotional roller coaster?
I sure did.
Okay. Tell our listeners about the emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. It's a better visual, but I can try here. Basically, your highs for the project are where you start with us, the designing of it, where we break ground and get started on the job. But the lows tend to be where we show you the true pricing, and maybe when you get through the rough-in with the framing and the mechanicals and all the drywall dust, those are the moments where it's like, this is taking forever. When are they going to be done? And once you get through drywall on a job, I always tell clients that that's where things start going in, that the pretty stuff starts to be put in. And your roller coaster, if you will, starts going back up the hill to the happy point. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's so very true. And I know that firsthand because I've done major remodeling on every house I've lived in. And believe me, I've lived through it. And I know what I'm in for and don't enjoy some parts of the process. But the end result is so rewarding.
It's always the best part, right?
Oh, it is. And to you know, especially to live in a home and have it remodeled to fit your family's lifestyle and needs, and then to enjoy that afterwards. And you have that direct comparison between how the house was before and then how it is now. And that is so much fun, very rewarding. Now, Jennifer, you were mentioning that this client, I don't know if they specifically told you they were looking, but a lot of clients with
they
a major project, you know, look at new homes or other homes that may already have the things that they need, features they need. And quite honestly, if they find the right house that has everything they need, they're probably going to get that at a better value than investing in remodeling, because remodeling is expensive.
That is true. So
if they happen to find a house that's already just the way they want it, that's probably going to be the least expensive route for them to get what they want.
Sometimes it depends on your home area, but like you're saying, it's remodeling is expensive.
Yeah, all things being equal, like if the real estate's not that far off.
Right, that's
stuff.
True. Yeah. We're not going there, though, but yeah.
But really, a lot of times people do go through that, and I always encourage people on a major remodel to do that.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, they'll always wonder, what if I would have looked, you know? But honestly, most of the time they come back and say, you know what, we love our neighborhood. We couldn't find exactly the right house. We're comfortable being here, living here. We know what it's like when we want to invest in this home. And that's what happens quite often.
Quite often, yes.
So this client, you mentioned that when you came, Jennifer, and talked to them, they didn't have a lot of specific ideas about how to lay this out. I guess they knew their goals, their end goals, but you had to help develop plans and show them different options. So how did that process go?
And this is, it's very similar with almost all the clients we meet with. It's we're listening to what their criteria is. They don't know how to put it together and how it's going to look in the end and what, you know, the final sizes are going to be. That's our job. You know, that's what I'm there for. And so that's what they were relying on my expertise in a way. And you don't have to hire an architect to have that. You know, we're able to do that kind of planning for our clients. So I listened to what their needs were. You know, needed a fourth bedroom slash an office for family members to come and stay. They wanted a larger family room space because I saw the size of the one they had already. And if I know that's not big enough, then I just need to figure out how do we get a bigger space off the back of the house to accommodate that. And, you know, then to have a master suite. So it's up to us and, you know, to put those puzzle pieces together. And that's really how every job goes.
Sure. Yeah, and then along that path to find the right solution, you're showing them drawings.
Right.
And
some 3D views of them, right? So they can, we work in what we call bird's eye view a lot, which is like an overhead look of the home because a lot of people can read that better than just a floor plan. And so that's helpful to get a good feel for the size of the space that we're proposing.
Yeah. And also probably giving them budget information kind of along, once we get honing in towards the final plan, obviously the budget information is very important for people to see in the design and planning stage, because obviously they want a plan that's going to meet their needs and satisfy, you know, what their objectives are, but it's got to be within the budget parameters that they're able to or feel comfortable with.
Right.
So sometimes that's a evolving process, isn't it?
And it's sometimes hard as a design person to kind of rein yourself in. Like I remember on this one of our first designs before we really focused too much on budget was I said, don't you want to park both cars in the garage? Because they have a typical 1.5 kind of car garage in UA. And
a car and a lawnmower.
Yeah, exactly. Two, but you can't get out. So I kept wanting to find ways to make that happen for them and have a driveway around the back and this and that. And in the end, it's just, you know, the budget overtook all of that. And the husband said, I'm okay. I'll park outside.
So the wife waited until he said that he
exactly.
would park outside. Yeah, okay, let's go with this place.
Right.
Yeah, but it is a process to work through that. And there's a lot of moving parts that have to come together, and budget being a very important part of it. And, and meeting their original or their main goals and objectives is really part of it. So it's kind of a neat process just to work through there and see how people look and respond to the drawings that you've come up with and ideas. And then, you know, sometimes you nail it the first time and it's like, oh my gosh,
best.
This is exactly
right. Yeah, I love when that happens.
Yeah.
But
and the budgets, you know, and what we were expecting and let's move forward. Or, you know, most often they'll have a few things to tweak or change or maybe what if, you know, scenarios.
Right.
But that's all part of the planning process, which is why that's so critical in any project. So, Jennifer, we're going to take a quick break. After that, I want to get into some of the unique features of this home and maybe some of the challenges that we were up against in the design phase. So we will be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm here this morning with Jennifer Zipfel, and Jennifer is a design consultant with Dave Fox Remodeling, which when you're a design consultant, what's that mean, Jennifer? What do you really do?
We are one of the first faces the client talks to, and we come out to your home, and that's where it starts.
Yep. So, Jennifer, if you call and want a kitchen done or a room addition and Jennifer's coming out, then she's going to be the one to initially talk with you and talk about your ideas, your goals, your budget parameters, and get the whole ball started, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. So that's what happened on this project and this major two-story project in Upper Arlington. So, Jennifer, we were talking about maybe some of the design challenges that you had with this project. So talk to us a little bit more about that. I know we mentioned a little bit about it earlier, but let's go in a little more depth on that.
So let's see. One of the things we had mentioned was this, the step down we created in the family room to achieve some taller ceiling heights. You know, in the first level of the home, they have your typical 8-foot ceilings. But on the second floor, they're at 7'8", which is, you know, it feels smaller. A lot of the ceilings are what we call clipped. They have, you know, angles at the sides of the walls and things of that sort. And the homeowner's request was not to have that in the master suite. They wanted full height ceilings. The husband's quite tall. He's 6'4", so he didn't want to have to duck. So in order to achieve some of those heights, you know, we had to pay attention to how we engineered it and how we framed it. I didn't want to step down on the second floor. We wanted to keep that all one level, but they didn't mind it so much on the first floor. Okay. And so to achieve some of the, we had some, you know, 20 feet plus spans that we were trying to go with our, go across with our 2x10s. So in order to avoid having to go into the steel world, we created a step down so we could have some little deeper LVLs and things of that sort in the framing. Those are details we don't get too much into with the homeowners. They understand it enough, and they really just want to know how it's going to look in the end.
Yep. It's just our engineer tells us, I want this size beam right here.
We have to have this post here, and that's what we do.
And I always like to joke that I think our engineers are building railroad bridges.
Oh, my goodness. I know.
I can guarantee you whatever the engineer is never going to fall down.
That is for sure. So that was one of our challenges. It worked out just fine, though. We don't have to have any clipped ceilings in the master suite, so that's good. And downstairs is a little taller than 8 feet. So
And if that's important to this client, then we got to find a way to make that happen for them.
Right.
And all those things affect budget too. And you know, clients really, they can kind of determine. It's funny how sometimes people come out of the gate with, I want a certain thing. But then when we start to put the whole plan together and get the budget out, you know, sometimes they have to backtrack on some of that stuff just to make it feasible for them.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's part of the importance of the design phase is, you know, it's all built to get through all the what-if scenarios.
Right.
Make sure you explore all the options, see what the budget, how that affects the budget, and then put together the pieces that make sense for you as a homeowner.
Right.
So that's our goal. So in this project, let's talk a little bit about some of the features on the project, maybe some of the interior finishes and any other decor items.
Sure. One, and it's budget related, I guess, is, you know, all the materials can sway the budget a lot. I mean, hardwood flooring versus carpeting, it's obviously going to be more. And that was one thing they really wanted. They don't really have carpet in much of the home now. So we ended up doing hardwood floors throughout all of the new addition space. And we're able to tie that in with the old and make it, you know, patch it together. You can't even tell where it's going to start or finish. Our guys are pretty amazing at that. So they did hardwood flooring. We did Pella windows on the addition, trying to match some of what they had similarly to their current windows, which are no longer manufactured anywhere. We do like using Pella windows. And then they did quartz countertops in their bathroom. That's common anymore now. I don't know. The last job I've actually had granite spec'd on, honestly. Quartz has really taken over, it feels like. So quartz on the counters in the bathroom and tiled shower walls and floor. And then on the flooring in the bathroom, we went back and forth between tile versus this product called luxury vinyl. And we are doing a lot of this luxury vinyl because it's a great alternative to tile. It's cost efficient, or effective is the right word there. You don't have grout lines to deal with. It's not as cold. So there's a lot of great perks to the product. It's not the look for everybody. I put it in my own home, though. I personally love it. And this client did as well.
You know, I've got to tell you, Jennifer, you mentioned that. I just ordered some to put in my music room in my basement, which has been a gray cement floor for a while. But I was actually on one of our projects, and there was some of this LVT
or LVT, they call
LVP,
it. Yeah.
Luxury vinyl plank or luxury
tile.
Vinyl tile.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a plank, and it was a wood. And it looks so real. And I usually, one of the things I don't like is to, like, to look at like a laminate floor and
I know.
Have it,
looks
be
printed.
A wood print that is so obvious that it's a laminate.
Yeah.
And the
edges are curling
that.
Up a little. And
so even some of the higher quality stuff, still you look at it and you could tell it's a wood print.
Yeah.
But this stuff, I looked at it and I thought, man, that's a beautiful looking wood. And I reached down and felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, is this wood or is it not wood? And
yeah.
I asked the project manager. He said, no, that's the LVP.
Huh. It tricked
you. I said, man, I'm going to buy some of this stuff for my basement. I know we've been using a lot of it
lately.
We
have, right.
But it is remarkable how not all of the wood colors look as realistic as this one did. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of them look more realistic than others. But I picked one that was kind of a gray, about a 7-inch wide plank.
Weathered blackwood oak. Is that the one you picked?
Could be.
That's the one I used too.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah. But it is, it's remarkable how realistic it looks and how reasonably priced it is.
That too.
Yeah. So sorry, I threw you off track.
No, that's great. I mentioned that that's what they chose a product like that. I think they might have used that same color as well.
Yeah.
So, but you know, the bathroom in their project was where we had the most fun with materials. The rest was, you know, hardwood flooring and windows and drywall. So,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll get into the paint colors. You know, we help with everything on the project, including paint colors mm-hmm. and light fixtures and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And paint colors can make a dramatic difference. I remember there's a bathroom that we did in south of Delaware a little bit. And we used a turquoise paint for
the ceiling.
And it was a very classic white subway tile. It was a bathroom
mm-hmm.
with some very classic looking fixtures. And, that paint just popped so much.
Yeah.
And that picture was on Howe's and it went worldwide.
Yes, it did.
The Howe's website.
But
if it hadn't had that paint color in there, even though it was a beautiful project in every other regard, it's
mm-hmm.
that just gave it enough pop to just really get people's attention.
It did for a couple of years that was
yeah.
out on Howe's doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So
great.
don't disregard how important paint colors
right.
are because they are crucial.
And what we call the fifth plane, which is the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because you have, you know, your walls and that, yeah.
Yeah, the fifth plane. Okay.
Can't forget the ceiling.
Yeah.
It adds a lot to a room.
Yeah.
You know, you put some wood paneling up or, you know, beadboard or
mm-hmm.
a fun paint color, and it really can change a room.
Yeah, I was visiting one of our projects a couple of weeks ago, and we did a coffered ceiling way up high. It was a
mm-hmm.
two-story, clear-story room with the big coffered ceiling, and it had a dark paint color that just really highlighted that ceiling with these white beams.
The
and
contrast.
It was amazing.
Our
just
designers
really
are
fun.
Amazing, aren't they?
Oh, it's fun to see what they do. Yeah. Okay, so this project, again, is in Upper Arlington, and it was a two-story addition, and it's underway right now. So we're framing the house, and the clients have been through the process of looking at plans, working through pricing details with you, Jennifer, and then the interior designer. What interior designer are you working with?
And this one is Amber.
Amber? Okay. So Amber's working out the interior design details and
mm-hmm.
helping them select the paint colors, like we were just talking about.
Right.
And flooring and fixtures mm-hmm. and bathrooms
light
and all that stuff.
Fixtures and all that.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break here. And then when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the client's lifestyle and kind of how they're going to use the space and how you think they'll feel about it when it's done. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to our final segment today, the Fox Remodeling Show. And I'm Gary Demas. Glad to be here with you all. And today I have Jennifer with me. Jennifer's a design consultant at Dave Fox Remodeling. So Jennifer, you've been with us for a few years now.
Yeah, going on four this November.
4 years.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you've done a great job with us. I think you like your work, right? You enjoy what you're doing?
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of a dream job, actually.
Oh, that's great. For me, too. So that's nice. It makes it fun to work with people that love what they're doing.
Sure does.
So, and we have a great team of people, and we all work together to bring a successful conclusion to all the projects that we're working on. And it's a lot of projects, isn't it?
Yeah.
at any particular time. So you have... obviously, in your role, Jennifer, you sell these projects, and once you sell a project, you're still engaged in it. So
mm-hmm.
You have, how many different projects do you have going on right now that are out there actually being built?
Being built right now, I'm probably around 7 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So between kind of just touching base and seeing how things are going, because the project manager may have a question for you.
Right.
Or the client may say, hey, Jennifer, we were thinking now that we see this, what if we added this?
You know, right. So
all those different things might engage some of your time to go out and visit the job site or talk to the homeowner. Then we've got these pre-scheduled meetings where we all meet together. We call them QC or quality control meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be out there at the site then, along with the interior designer, project manager, and the clients.
Right.
So we've got these kind of touch base points scheduled into the project. So if you have 6 or 7 projects going, then you've got, you know, a lot of meetings to attend.
Yeah. Then in the beginning, especially, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And then client issues that come up, you know, if they have a question about something.
Mm-hmm.
Or the project manager does. And then you're working on other projects that are under design.
Designing, yep. And meeting new clients all at the same time.
Yeah.
Going out and, because we've always got people calling.
So that keeps you pretty busy,
huh? Keeps me busy.
Yeah.
I love it, yes.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's nice to be busy doing something you enjoy, that's for sure.
Yes.
So our clients then, everybody has needs when they think about remodeling. Maybe the family's getting bigger, or maybe their tastes are changing, or maybe just the house is getting outdated, or they're tired of struggling around a floor plan that they've just dealt with for years and they finally want to fix it. So what were some of the driving forces behind this particular remodel?
One was definitely that the family was growing. Mm-hmm. I think at the time they just had one child, now they have two. And so that took up the bedrooms. So needing a space for grandma and grandpa to come and stay was one driving force, as well as that would also be an office for them to use. And then the table area that they had in the home was just enough for a small round table for four. You could kind of extend it a little bit and get some more seats around it, but they like to have people over and have more of a gathering space. So really that dining room, I think, and the bedroom needs were the biggest reasons for their addition.
Yeah, so those are things they were dealing with every single day, right?
Right, every day.
Yeah, and it's amazing sometimes what you can get used to. And maybe you have somebody over and they say, wow, why are you putting up with this space? And you think, oh my gosh, they're right. Why don't I do something?
Yeah, you should have seen the kitchen, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, very hard to, I don't even know. I mean, the fridge was right in the doorway, and some of the cabinets were actually not securely on the wall anymore. Mm. So it needed a remodel, definitely, that kitchen did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with their particular lifestyle, and how many, they have children at home?
They do have 2 kids. Mm-hmm. They're both under the age of 5, I believe. So
okay.
Young kids.
Right,
and
so
they know they're going to need more space. You know, the kids, they don't have a very large basement in the home either, so it's not like they could just send the kids downstairs. It's their washer dryer area, and it's also like a workout kind of space for them, and storage, and that's really all the room they had down there. So it's not like they could have finished the basement for the kids.
I see.
So I think part of this larger family room need was also to have space for
that. Makes sense.
Everybody.
Yeah, and young kids, that's usually pretty exciting to them to have carpenters on site with tools.
I'll say Henry, he's already asked if he can work for Dave Fox.
Oh, that's cute.
Almost daily, yes. Yeah. And he asked, you know, when they were excavating, what did he say about our excavator guy? That he's the boss, right? So he basically sits in the excavation vehicle, if you will, and just kind of digs. And all the other guys are doing all the hard work on the ground. And he's like, when's that guy going to do anything, Mommy? So he's like, he's loving this construction every day.
Oh, that's
we need to get him a little hard hat or something.
Oh, and that'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's the family doing so far with the remodeling?
So far, so good. It's only been, you know, it's less than a month here, but they are in good communication with our project manager. You know, we've had deliveries of a lot of lumber, and a lot of big things are happening, and so far it's gone very smoothly. So they are happy.
Yeah. When we're adding on to a house, Jennifer, especially a 2-story addition, obviously we're opening up some of the existing home. A lot of times clients are concerned about that. I mean, is my house going to be left open overnight, or what's happening here?
Yeah, and I just saw that this morning, because we did take off, like I mentioned, that sun porch or the, you know, the side room. And so it's completely gone, which meant we had to board it up and make it secure from the outside, which, you know, we covered it with plastic. You can't really get to any of the screws for to take the plywood off, the guys actually screw things on from the inside as well. So the homeowner feels safe and she's not worried about any kind of security issues at this time.
Yeah, because when we're tying in, we've got sometimes there's structural issues too, because if we're adding an addition, it usually means we're taking on an existing bearing wall
right.
to open that space up. So we've got the weather conditions to consider.
Mm-hmm.
We have the support of the existing house when we remove the bearing wall, and then getting the new support structure in there, if it's an LVL beam or steel or whatever it is, girder truss.
The timing is key on all that.
Timing is critical, and having a good plan to deal with if a thunderstorm comes by.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be quite challenging sometimes, especially the thunderstorm part, because they can blow up in a hurry.
And, you know, we had to coordinate all that while the homeowner obviously is still living there. And sometimes it's nice and they aren't in the home when we're doing all these type of projects where we're opening up the house as much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our guys are great and able to coordinate having it. If you're living here, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to have this closed up by the end. We'll shut your water down on Tuesday, but it'll be back up by this time and, you know, that day. And so that the homeowner's in constant communication with all that.
Yeah, and we will have built plastic walls inside the house just to
for the dust
down. And
because they're still using that kitchen, which is right next to all of this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's remodeling. So what do we do on the exterior of the home?
So the exterior, that's kind of one of the neat things I like about how this is changing the curb appeal of this house. It's a very typical UA home with the, you know, garrison overhang on the second floor. And you can see a lot of them around UA like this. So by adding this addition, we're changing the face of the home a little bit. I kind of like that. Now it's more unique. And they have a great backyard. They have a lot of space, which was one of the draws that kept them in this home. And so even though we added, you know, in total, the house will be in like a 2,800 square foot house. So when we added 1,000 square feet to it, it really is all in the backyard, a little bit on the side, but mostly all in the backyard. And it was done in a way, and this is, again, part of the design process, where we set it so that we could see how the future backyard would actually look.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we take it a step further, and we work with greenscapes to have them do a patio layout and the landscaping, but we just kind of imagined it on this one, but so that it would work for them to have enough space still in that yard.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for sharing this project with us today. It's a pretty interesting project, and I look forward to seeing how it comes along.
Me too.
And visiting the job site sometime. Maybe we can go out there together sometime when you're going to visit it, and you can take me along, and I can take a look.
Sounds like a plan.
So, again, we appreciate everyone listening in this morning. We appreciate you being loyal radio clients. How about that?
Listeners.
Listening to our show. Next week, I'm going to be talking with you again, Jennifer, about the NARI home tour, as well as Jamie.
Yeah.
Email us at info@davefox.com if you have any questions or comments. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.